So tonight, Shir, I'd like to start the conversation about certain topics about, connected to electricity on Shabbos. I do think it'll take more than 1 week to get through all of the practical applications and where I would like to end up talking about. So we'll start this week with more of a background to understand the issues, at least of just simple electricity, what the issues are involved with using electricity on Shabbos, whether you can, can't, and why yes or no, and then with a little bit of an introduction to some of the concepts that are necessary in order to understand the contemporary 21st century Shabbos, keeping Shomer Shabbos, because it keeps getting trickier and trickier, and it looks like easier and easier, but still blurrier and blurrier. So we'll begin. We'll begin with just electricity. Just simple electricity. No lights, nothing, just electricity. You have an electrical current which is causing something. We'll take a common household device, let's say a fan, because it's staying away from lights and flames and things like that. We'll discuss that moment after this first concept. But the first discussion just is the back. What is wrong with using electricity or not using the electricity? Let's assume you can use electricity on Shabbos. So that's also a question that they have in some places in Israel, because the companies who supply the electricity are Jews who are working there, so they don't like using them. So we know in certain places, like in Bnei Brak, they use generators on Shabbos. They don't use the electricity from the normal electrical companies. So, but let's assume living in Gullis, we don't have to. We don't have to worry about that. That the companies who are supplying us with electricity are Jews, and we have to worry about lifnei iver and things of the sort. So let's assume you can use electricity on Shabbos. But the question is, can I turn on a switch on Shabbos? What's wrong with a common fan, turning on a fan on Shabbos, or any other device, electrical device, which does not use heat, has no heating element, like an oven or a microwave oven or a light? What's wrong with just using an electrical device on Shabbos? What's wrong with putting it on Shabbos? So I found there are 6 or 7 opinions or possibilities. Some of them are less likely to be, are less accepted than others. Especially nowadays, because some of them don't apply as much to our contemporary and modern electrical appliances, like the discussion about whether it heats the wires and the filament inside the wires. Nowadays, our wires don't usually have such problems; they don't get hot. A long time ago, there was more heat. Included.
Everything got hot. Everything will always get hot. Unless you have a superconductor running electricity, every wire will generate a little bit of heat. It's minuscule and usually not an issue.
Oh, so it's minuscule.
But there is, anything that you have, unless there's resistance, there's going to be heat.
Well, so charge your phone or a laptop, charge it, hot.
What?
Besides the charger, the cord itself, the copper.
Cord
gets
hot. That's why there's
PVC on the outside to insulate it. Protect the outside world from
Maybe it's a problem.
There's always going to be a little bit of heat.
I know my fires, my house fires.
Fine. So it still is an issue. Good. So we brought it back to life. But it's still not one of the commonly quoted issues of using of completing circuits and turning on electrical appliances on Shabbos. So what are some of the reasons? So one, which is probably the most widely quoted, is that of the Beis Yitzchak. It was written by Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, who was an Achron, meaning living the last few hundred years. And he wrote a sefer called the Beis Yitzchak, which was his collection of Shailos and Tshuvos. And in there he has an explanation of electricity. Obviously he's writing about electricity. He's a pretty contemporary postic. He's no longer alive. But so he writes in there that the reason why you can't turn on an electrical device on Shabbos is because of the concept quoted in the Gemara and Beitza. The Gemara and Beitza writes that you cannot imbue smell into clothing on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. You can't take, the Gemara there is talking about burning the sun, burning some type of fragrance and putting and infusing it into a garment on Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains the reason for that is because it's called molid. You're creating something new, which is an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's a rabbinic violation of creating something new on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara then asks, what's the difference between that and the following? The Gemara says that you're allowed to take spices and crush them in order to have more fragrance, more smell come out of them. I want to make them stronger smelling so I can take them and crush them up. So why is that allowed if I'm not allowed to burn a fragrance, burn a spice in order to infuse the smell into the shirt? So the Gemara says the difference is that by the case of the spices that you're crushing, there's a smell there already that you're enhancing by making it stronger. As opposed to the case of the garment, where there is no smell in the garment, and now you are infusing the garment with a new scent, that is a problem of what the rabbis call molid. It's creating something new. That concept is also quoted in practical situations, like making a fire on Yom Tov. We know that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Right? Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Ochel Nefesh purposes. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the needs of Yom Tov. Now, but, that being said, you're not allowed to turn your oven on Yom Tov. You can leave it on Yom Tov and possibly raise the flame if you need it, and if you make it, and in certain circumstances you can lower the flame if you need it, but you can't turn the flame on. Why can't you turn the flame on? If I'm allowed to cook, I'm allowed to make a fire, or I'm allowed to use fire, so why can't I turn the flame on? What's the difference between raising the flame and turning the flame on? So the answer is that same distinction that the Gemara made regarding the spices that you're crushing, as opposed to the infusing scent into the garment, it's the same difference that we have regarding the flame on the oven. That when you have a flame that is existing already, you can add to that flame. You can raise the flame to make it a stronger flame because you're allowed to use flame on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use flame on Shabbos. You're allowed to use flame on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take the flame from one place, even on Yom Tov, and move it to another place. That's why we can light candles on Yom Tov. We can take an existing fire and light a new candle, and then take that to light the new Yom Tov candles, because you're allowed to take a flame that exists already and enhance it or spread it. But you can't create a flame from nothing. And therefore, you can't turn on an oven from nothing on Yom Tov. And the reason is because that's molded. You're creating something new. Something that wasn't there, then you're creating it anew by turning on the flame, or in the example of the Gemara, by infusing, imbuing the scent, the fragrance, into the garment. That's one of the most commonly offered explanations for why you can't turn on a classic non-heat-related electric appliance on Shabbos, because you are creating something new by introducing, closing the circuit and introducing the electric current into the rest of the appliance. You're creating something new. Now, there is a debate as to whether this applies outside of a flame and fragrance. Meaning, the Gemara gives a few examples, fragrance and creating a new flame. The Gemara does not say that you can't create anything new. That anytime you create anything new on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, it's a violation of this rabbinic violation. But there is a debate amongst the early commentators, amongst the Rishonim, and there is a tshuva written by the Rashba, who's one of the well-known commentators from those times, and wrote on many of the Masechtas. He also had a compilation of his Shailos and Tshuvos, his questions and answers, and he dealt with this, and he was of the opinion, and this is basically the accepted opinion, that this concept, this Isser D'Rabbanan of molid, of creating something new, applies across the board to all of the prohibitions of Yom Tov and Shabbos. It doesn't only apply to the cases specifically mentioned in the Gemara. Now, not everybody agrees with this approach, because, yeah.
So molid is taken from what av melacha?
It's a d'rabbanan. It's
just
it's an d'rabbanan.
Specific
I don't know if it's directly connected. You can connect it to a number of them. The general idea of the 39 Malachos, right, is that on Shabbos we're not supposed to be creators. Right? During the week we're creators. We're supposed to go in the way of Hashem. During the week we create things just as Hashem is a creator. On Shabbos we're not creators. On Shabbos is the time to take a step back and appreciate God as the creator of the world. So molid, to a certain degree, I mean, not to take a halacha concept and turn it into a machshava concept, but it is possible, you know, that there is some connection, that molid is exactly the, you know, the anti-Shabbos, you know, meaning that Shabbos is about stepping back to look at the creation, and molid is about creating something new. But I don't think that it's, I don't remember, you know, it's similar to Makeh Patish, which we'll talk about momentarily, of finishing an object, but this is different than finishing an object. This is really creating something new. Yeah, so this is really an Isser Derabbanan. I mean, this is a rabbinic an Isser. Now, if the violation of turning on an electric device, appliance, is rabbinic in nature, so obviously that gives us more leeway to work with certain other, if there are certain other variables in the situation, that we'd be able to be lenient to in certain cases. Right? When it comes to if the prohibition is stemming from an Issur D'Oraisa, a Torah prohibition, then it's more serious, it's more stringent than if it's a rabbinic prohibition. So if the reason why you can't turn on a fan on Shabbos is because it's a rabbinic prohibition, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, so then there are more kulas involved, there are more leniencies that a person would be able to use. Not that we would say, well, if it's only D'Rabbanan, so go ahead and do it. That's certainly not the approach, but that it would have certain leniencies in certain situations that we would be able to employ. And we will, as we go through the next few weeks, going through certain contemporary situations, we'll see that it will depend sometimes on whether the level of the violation will be an Isser D'Oraisa, a Torah law, or whether it will be a rabbinic law. So that's molded. Now, I was just mentioning that some disagree with the application of this concept to electricity, because molded sounds like you're creating something new. So there are those who say that how could you tell me that by flipping a switch, which can happen many times during the day, every time you do it is considered creating something new. If something happens so often during the day, you're not creating something new each time. Right, that's not creating something new every time you turn on the switch. It's there. It was there 10 minutes ago. You turned it off, and now you turned it on again. It's hard to say that that's really a new creation, that that's something new that you're doing by just introducing the electric current to the rest of the appliance to make it go. But nevertheless, that is one of the most commonly quoted reasons for the prohibition of turning on electric appliance on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it is to a certain degree creating something new, whether it's by introducing the current, probably by introducing the electric current into these wires and into the appliance that was not there before. You're being molded that, you're introducing and creating that electric current which was not there beforehand.
It would seem to me that electricity is closer to like stoking a fire. Well, let's say a fire already went out, and there's still the burning embers, and all it needs is maybe a little air, or just to be soaked a little, and the fire would start up. Because you have everything is wired up, and you have the circuit is just waiting to be closed, and it's just one little extra action that's going to initiate that fire, if you will, or if that's going to close the circuit and start that up, rather than no lid. So I'm wondering why that's not cited as, like, maybe that would be the prohibition. Rather than something being born anew, it's
stoking the fire.
Stoking the fire.
But stoking the fire implies that it's a fire. The reason why you can't stoke a fire is because you're making the fire burn. So if this is not a fire, then you're stoking nothing.
Okay. When you flip the switch, you're completing the circuit.
You're completing the circuit.
You're completing something.
Right. Okay. So good. So that's good. So that'll bring us to the next reason. The next reason is, there are two that are really very closely connected malachos. They have their differences, but in this situation they're pretty similar. One is boneh, which is building, and one is makeh v'patish, which is the completion of something. Both of them are quoted by the Chazon Ish. a Chazon Ish, Rav Avram Yeshaya Karelis, who was postake in the last generation, in the 20th century, in Eretz Yisrael, living in Bnei Brak, and part of the movement there in Bnei Brak, and they're not using the electricity generated by the Israeli companies. But so the Chazon Ish has his svarim on all of the different parts of Shulchan Aruch, and that's called the Chazon Ish. So he became known as the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish, in his comments on Orach Chaim, in the part about Hilchos Shabbos, so he discusses what's wrong with using electricity and turning on an electric appliance. And he writes one of two options, and they're really very closely related. One is boneh. Boneh means to build. So build, what are you building here? So one opinion, sometimes it's quoted as that you're completing the circuit by flipping the switch and completing the circuit, so you're building a circuit. It's possible, but it's not just that you're building a circuit, because now you have a complete circle, but it's more that you're turning useless wires into useful wires, right? You had wires in the circuit that were not being used, you complete the circuit, and now they're useful wires because they have the electric current going through the wires to get and to power your appliance. Again, not everybody agrees that it's like building. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who also was a leading posek in the 20th century, living in Yerushalayim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he was known as one of the experts regarding electricity. He was very close with certain professors one of the institutes that dealt with electricity and a lot of these issues in halacha. So he has a number of tshuvas about this and some articles about this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagreed with the Chazon Ish. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was much younger than the Chazon Ish, but he disagreed with the Chazon Ish, and you see in some of his writings that he deals with the Chazon Ish's opinion. And he writes that, how could you say that completing the circuit is like building? Because we know one of the classic examples that should be potentially a problem of building on Shabbos is opening and closing a door, right? You might think that when I open my door on Shabbos, I'm now destroying my house, right? Halachically, there's an issur of soser, of destroying. You're not allowed to destroy on Shabbos. You're not allowed to destroy in order to build. So if you're destroying your house by opening your door, then in order to build, because then you're going to close your door. And every time I close my door, I should be building my house, because now I'm connecting the door to my house in a permanent fashion. So now I'm building my house every time I open and close the door. You can't leave your house on Shabbos. Or if you do leave your house on Shabbos, you have to leave the door open when you come in, and you have to leave the door open on your way out. You can never open or close a door on Shabbos. So that's hard to imagine that that's true. And nobody says that's true. No, I haven't seen it in writing, at least. Nobody says that you're not allowed to open and close your door on Shabbos. Why not?
You wouldn't be able to go to shul.
You wouldn't be able to go to shul. Well, no, you can leave your door open before Shabbos starts and leave it open the whole
day.
It was designed as malach tovakach. That was what it was made for. This is what it does. This is exactly its tashmisho. Its use is to open and close. So if its use and purpose is to open and close, then you can't say that that is a prohibition of building, because it's not building every time you close the door. It's not destroying every time you open the door. That's tashmisho b'kach. That's the normal derech tashmisho. It's the normal way of using that object, and therefore it can't be considered building. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought that that was similar to the electric circuit. That to say that it's a completion of the circuit is like building. So he would say the same thing, that it's like opening and closing a door. Why should it be any different? It's tashmisho. It's derech tashmisho. It's the normal way that you use it. So the Chazon Ish had another option, and that is makiv patish, which means that you're putting the finishing touches. Literally, it means you give the final hammer blow. You have a big rock, which is connected by a small hair to the mountain still, and you give that last hammer blow on Shabbos and it falls off the mountain and rolls down. That's a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa of Makeh B'Patish, of a Torah prohibition of the final hammer blow. Now, that idea of the final hammer blow is a very general statement. It's a very, very general category of finishing anything, of the final hammer blow of anything. But it's putting the finishing touches on something. So the Chazon Ish said that by turning on an electric appliance, you are turning it into something that's useful. Right? It's not the wires, but the appliance was sitting there as a useless fan. It was just sitting there. It's not done. You can't use it as anything as it is right now while it's off. Now you turn it on, you've made it into a useful object. You've made it into a useful fan, and therefore that is the Isser D'Oraisa. It's a Torah prohibition because you are putting the finishing touches by turning this into something which is useless in the state that it's in, turning it into something which is useful on Shabbos. And therefore the Chazon Ish is quoted as being of the opinion that turning on an electric appliance by flipping the switch, turning on any device, would be a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa, of a Torah prohibition of turning something which is useless into something which is useful, and therefore it's as if you're putting the finishing touches onto this object to make it a finished object. Because that's the point of the object. The main point of the fan is to be used as a fan, not to sit on your table as a centerpiece. So if the main point of the object is to be used, then when you turn it on, you are putting the finishing touches on that object, and therefore it's a violation of an Isser D'Oraisa, Torah prohibition. Yes?
You may get to this later on if you all let it go.
Okay.
I may get around this thing for what the field is.
Yeah, that we'll talk about.
Okay.
We'll talk about not tonight.
Okay.
No, because it was, yeah. If we're going to get, that's grumma. That's, you know, it's indirect causation. But that we'll have to talk about because that's. You know, I'd like to at some point. I told you about this kosher switch that came out. This light switch that is being claimed as being something which is you're allowed to use on Shabbos as a regular light switch. It's not exactly regular. I'll have to explain how exactly it works. I have to learn how it works exactly. But so it's. But that also uses certain. The mechanism is also. We have to deal with a lot of the. Preliminary issues before we can get to that, but yes, I would like to talk about that. I have it in mind to talk about. Yeah.
So according to the Chazon Ish's opinion of the Makom Hakadosh, then let's say it was on already before Shabbos, turning it off. What were you doing? Were you attaching the rock back to the boulder?
Right. That's a good question. See, if it's building, so then I understand. If turning it on is building, so turning it off is destroying.
Right.
So if turning it on is finishing an object, so what's turning it off? Probably also destroying. It's a destructive act.
No, but destructive act is not a problem. You know, it's only binyan all day.
It's destroying. Destroying for constructive purposes is the violation of soser, of destroying. Destroying for destructive purposes is mekalkel, which is a rabbinic prohibition of destroying. It's not mutter, but it's not an Isser D'Oraisa.
So on this rationale, you would be allowed to adjust a light job.
So adjusting lights, a good question. I hope to get to adjusting lights tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, because adjusting lights. It might depend. Adjusting lights. I'd like to talk about that tonight.
Adjusting a radio is easier, I think.
Adjusting
a light might be harder.
Adjusting a thermostat. Yeah. So that also.
What about the lever palm?
Adjusting a thermostat also. Yeah, you know, that's different because that you're again it's causing that you know it's not direct adjusting the thermostat if it's a computerized one so you have to deal with the computerized aspect because you're changing the numbers on the thermostat if it's just one of the dials so then you have to deal with the fact that you're causing something to happen probably later or now depending on whether you're.
Would that allow be the answer?
It might depend.
What about moving the
no, it might depend if whether it's on or not.
What about moving the pins on
time clock? I will talk about time clocks not tonight. Not tonight.
Okay.
Time clock.
That would also be grumma because.
Good, yes. Yeah. Potentially. Oh, you know what? We might talk about. not tonight. That's on page 3. So I thought we were going to get through 4 pages tonight, but we never get through as much as I think we're going to get through. It's not a coincidence. I mean, it is a coincidence. It's not because of that.
to the editor. Last question. How come when I turn on the sink, or even more so, flush the toilet, why is that not moving hot dish?
Yeah.
Why isn't it?
Yeah, I have a toilet. It's useless until water comes in and flushes out. or a sink. I have pipes inside my wall that are not doing anything.
Yes, that's somebody wants to ask me. What's the difference between turning on a faucet and turning on a light?
Right.
Why is it different?
Flowing with particles.
Both are flowing with particles, right. Yeah, except for that. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, I see a little bit of a difference. Plumbing,
you know, the sink, it's really just, it's there, and you turn on the faucet, and the water just comes out.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's different than turning something on. I mean, I don't know exactly how it works.
Electricity's already there.
Let's say behind this door is water. If I open the doors, the water comes in.
Right.
I don't know if that's
right. So that's why I made a device. That's why I said.
But from what I understand, that's what I would imagine.
That's why I said a toilet, because the toilet is a device. So now the toilet is not doing anything for me until it gets rid of the waste, until I activate that device by turning on a
sink.
Right. So
because the toilet just this much I know. The toilet just it picks up the bottom thing and the water from the back of the toilet comes through and then the water comes in from the other spot, which is like turning on a sink.
Right, but because there's more of a device involved, I thought that would be more analogous to an electrical appliance.
It's opening a refrigerator. Come on.
We'll talk about that. That's a good question. Talk about a refrigerator. Refrigerator is a good question. That we'll have to talk about. Opening an oven on Shabbos, right?
Classical.
Also a question. All these are good questions. Yeah, they're good questions. These are good. These are very difficult questions to deal with. That's why we have to kind of lay the groundwork a little bit in order to then get to some of these answers, some of these issues. But you're right. The plumbing thing, you know, I would say the reason why is because the plumbing, all you're doing is it's like turning on a faucet, in which case all it's doing is allowing the water to flow, or nothing's happening, as opposed to the electrical current, which you are causing to not only, you're not just causing the current to flow, but then there's a result by this object, right, let's say the fan now turns on and becomes a usable fan.
And the toilet turns on and becomes a usable toilet.
There was a usable toilet beforehand.
Only once.
It's the same thing. I'm just saying it's the same thing. You know, it's the same toilet. Toilet. You just
sort of out to out of the house.
Back to its original.
No.
I hear there's a little bit of a difference, but it still seems to me that I'm activating something, which is turning on the device. You know, we see it differently.
Yeah, but
the
toilet is
mechanical.
A usable object as a non.
Non-interactive way.
Not being used.
But that's
used.
Not what it's made for.
It's just sitting there.
Right.
It's not doing anything. You know, you can understand why making the toilet into a useful toilet, which again is.
Question would apply really with anything. In other words, you could have anything that's out there that's created, even whether it's mechanical, and it's a device. And let's say it's something that goes and catches the wind,
mm-hmm.
and you have something stopping it. In other words, then you could unstop it so the wind thing spins or things. If it's already built, and you're just either activating and unactivating, I don't think we consider that makif patish. If the thing exists and you're just, you know, either setting it up so that it works or doesn't work, it's already a finished item.
See, here it's not really working. The toilet's not working.
No, but I'm saying
more
even,
or less.
Okay, but even
the fan
but if
is
I have
not
a mechanical
useful.
Item,
it's useless
but
before
I have
you have
but
current.
Is any mechanical device, in other words, like fall into that category?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess maybe it is the shower, I guess, with the watch. But,
watch, right. Yeah, the winding
watch.
It seems
Mark of the Patish has no issue with electricity. It has an issue with the device that's plugged into the electricity.
Basically, right.
So if I had, let's say, a laptop that was on battery power, and on Shabbos, I plugged it into the wall, the laptop was already on, the device was already being used, and now instead of working off the battery, it's working off electricity. So it was, according
would
to that
be
opinion,
right,
I hear.
Because you're
actually
right, maybe not.
But the device was already useful. It was already being used.
Right,
so
maybe it's a separate issue. Right, if it's just this issue. I hear, right, I hear. Meaning if it's already useful, so that's why I was asking about dimming or raising a light, meaning once it's useful.
But it's more useful. But now that's changing. I'm talking about
also,
it's not more
useful.
Useful
for
it'll
longer.
It'll last longer, but it's not more useful.
So that might be grumma, where you're causing it to be useful for longer, which is also a question. But yeah. Okay, it's a good question. That's why I'm the only one who has papers. So I make sure to get back to all of these
actually
things.
Actually, besides Shabbos, which is also another thing out there, and also put it on your water heater. And makes your you hot water on Shabbos because it actually keeps it below a certain temperature.
Well, that's the same with your furnace also. It keeps going on low
furnace
temperature.
It keeps basically keeps your water heater on a low. Well, yeah, it's lead, so it's basically not really warm as a water shop.
Okay. That's an interesting question. That's interesting. Meaning you're not allowed to heat water to the level of Yad Soled Espo, which means to the level that it would be the point where it would be, let's say it burns your hand, right? Let's say whatever it is, 120 degrees, 150 degrees. So let's say you had a device that can heat water up until 100 degrees, not 120 degrees, which would be a violation of Yad Soled, which would be Yad Soled Espo. You keep it just under that. That's what Baruch is talking about. So, but that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a Bishul question. That we could do after electricity, maybe. Okay, but there are those who disagree with the Chazon Ish's opinion about Makeh B'Patish, because Makeh B'Patish, putting finishing touches on an item, sounds like something permanent, right? It sounds like something permanent, or that it involves a great amount of effort, right? Like that final hammer blow is not just a little tap. It's, you have a big hammer, and you really give it a hit. Or it sounds like something permanent. So this is neither effort, a lot of effort, nor is it permanent in any way, because it's being turned on and off, right? A fan on your table, you put it on, you put it off, you put it on, you put it off. It's not a permanent finishing. You're not making this into a finished object, because there's no permanence to the fact that it's on. Yes, you could leave it on forever until a blackout, but it's not really a permanent, you're not permanently finishing the item, right? You're not... You're not hitting it. It's not rolling down the mountain after you give it a hit. It's now it's working fan, but it's not really Makeh B'Patish. So there are those who disagree with that opinion. The other four are again much not as commonly quoted. Those are the basic, generally quoted answers. That it's either molid, which is creating something new, or it's Makeh B'Patish bone. Those are really the ones that are quoted in most of the Sfarim. There are others that I found in some of the articles that I read. One is that it makes more, that if I turn on a light in my, or not a light, it's not a light, a fan in my house, so then I am causing more energy to be consumed in the power plant, which I don't know how it works. Maybe somebody does. But that it actually
everything has to be balanced.
Consumed.
Electricity.
But that's consuming energy?
Well,
that's a real fire? That's a real... What's happening?
Electricity always has to be balanced.
Right.
In other words, generally don't store it. It's not an efficient way to store things
right.
Like batteries. So if you actually had a generator sitting out, let's say you had a blackout, you had a generator.
Yeah.
Right? When you turn on more electricity in your house, the generator will speed up.
Right.
To generate more electricity. And if you turn
in
off
which case, it will create more heat or
burn more
gas.
Burn more gas and
whatever
it's
doing.
Oh.
So that already, if you're burning gas, that we understand, would be a problem on Shabbos. You can't burn, can't cause gas to be burned on Shabbos. You can't make a fire on Shabbos. You can't increase the fire on Shabbos.
I mean, it's very removed.
Oh,
far,
so good.
But it's,
so not
but
everybody
does,
likes this opinion
it
because,
does,
one, it's very removed.
How much
is
significant?
And
even if you're one household, it's insignificant.
And who says that when I turn on my fan, somebody else doesn't turn off theirs? Or turn off something else. Meaning, who says it's really making more, right? It may...
By the way, what's the net effect of your...
Is there a net effect of my... Exactly. Well, not buzzer. For another time. But is there even a net effect of my turning on this this appliance? And if it's so far removed, again, that gets into the situation, the question of grumma. Grumma is, and we'll talk about that not this week, but grumma is certainly only at most an issur d'rabbanan. It's a rabbinic prohibition, but you know, once it's so it's once it's removed, then it's then you get into other issues. So not everybody is convinced that my even, and this is quoted also when it comes to Shabbos elevators. You know, some of the reasons which we could talk about at some point about using Shabbos elevators and Shabbos and Yom Tov. So one of the issues that comes up is when I get in there, so now my weight is going to make it use more energy, and then back in the power plant it's going to be burning more fuel because I got into this elevator. So it's the same discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, or Rav Neuwirth, who is his Talmud, who wrote the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is one of the authoritative works on Hilchos Shabbos that we have. He's still alive, living in Beit Vegan. So Rav Neuwirth writes, in quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that he wasn't so convinced that my getting into an elevator is really making any net effect of the energy and the fuel that's being consumed in the power plant, and therefore that's not really one of the issues that has to be worried about.
How about an escalator?
Escalator would be the same thing.
Because it's running all the time.
Right, it would be the same thing. Although,
and what if they're on solar?
But the escalator does, yeah. Escalator.
I would think an escalator is built to carry a person on every step.
Right. So it does slow down, though, if there are people on it. Which would probably only mean that it's using the same amount of energy if there are people on it and not. Right? If it slows down when people are on it, that means it's using the same amount of energy when there are people on there and when they're not on there, because it's slowing down.
So you could use an escalator on a shop.
I didn't say that.
No,
being taped. No, I didn't say that. We could talk about escalators.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's,
you know, ask somebody, and it depends on the mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing how the mechanism works.
So they work different ways.
At the same speed all the time, it's one thing.
Right.
If it
they don't all work
differently when more people are alive, then it's another question.
Right, no, that could be a different question.
You have to know how it works before you can answer the question.
Right, right. That's, yeah, it's true. Okay. I don't know how they work, but maybe somebody here does. Or will when we talk about it. I have homework, now you have homework. I have preparation for Shir, and everybody else can prepare for Shir. Tell me how all these things work.
Yeah,
I think so. I think so.
When you talk about these electric wheelchairs,
yeah, for sure.
Get, other than work with the dime, you get into electric cars.
Yeah. 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 No, that's different. It's a little different. Electric, yeah. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I know. Okay, now the other few are that when you turn on something on, it creates sparks when you complete the circuit. I can't verify that. I don't know if it used to happen, if it doesn't happen now, if it does happen, open for discussion.
Sometimes
there's sparks, sometimes there aren't sparks. What?
Yeah, when you flip a switch, sometimes you'll
sometimes you see a little spark. Now the problem is that sparks are a big question. Whether there's anything wrong with making a spark on Shabbos, because if it's a very small spark, which you don't want the spark, so then it's a question and it comes into play. See, there's a general rule by Hilchos Shabbos, and that is that the pasuk says lo ta'ase kol malacha, don't do any malacha, and the Gemara says you see from there lo ta'ase, that you have to do an action. There has to be a maisa, and the rule by Shabbos is there has to be a mleches ha-machsheves. A mleches machsheves means that it's something that I intend to happen. If it's something that I want to happen, then it's more of a problem. If it's something that I don't want to happen, then it's a completely different category. And so here, I don't want there to be a spark. I would imagine if there is a spark, that it's not positive. It's not a good thing for the outlet when there is a spark. It's not a good thing for the light circuit, the circuit, the switch, if there is a spark there. So if it was up to me, I would rather not have the spark. So that's usually called Darvish Eino Miskaven, which means the Gemara discusses if you're pulling a bench across a yard, and it's possible, it's not a soft yard and it's not a heavy bench, so you're pulling a bench, or you know, you pull a table or you pull a lawn chair across the yard, And it's possible that this will dig up some of the grass. It's possible it will dig some of the ditch in the dirt. So that's it. The Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's an Isser Derabanan or whether it's mutter completely. So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon in this case, which is that it's mutter completely. That if it's Darashen Miskaven, which means that I don't want to dig up any of my grass, and I don't want to dig any ditch in my grass when I'm pulling this bench across my backyard. It might happen, it might not happen. That's mutter. Let's say, so there you see, that even though it's happening, and it happens, and I pull the bench and it does happen, still it's mutter, because I don't want it to happen. However, you know, still, there is, if it's after a rainy day, so the grass is very soft and it's very muddy, and it's a very heavy bench, and I'm trying to pull it by myself, so it will for sure dig up some of the dirt, then, even though I don't want to dig up the dirt, and I don't want to pull the grass out, but it will for sure pull up some grass, and it will for sure make a hole in my dirt, so then it's usser, even though I don't want it to happen, because that's called a psik resha, which the Gemara says, psik resha velo yamus. Is exactly what the Gemara says, which means if you cut off a chicken's head and you say, I don't want to kill the chicken, all I want to do is give the head of the chicken to my child to play with, so I want to cut the chicken's head off, but I don't want it to die. So if that's the case, that's usser. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because even though you don't intend to kill the animal and you don't intend to commit the Torah violation of killing an animal on Shabbos, nevertheless, it will for sure happen when you cut the head of the chicken off, and therefore, even if you claim not to want it to happen, you claim not to know that it's going to happen, nevertheless, it's called a psik resha, and therefore, it is usser, and you are held accountable for that act. It's as if you wanted to do that act. So even though I don't want it to happen, I'm pulling the same bench, which happens to be a little bit heavier, and I still don't want to make a hole in my ground, but this time, because the ground is soft, it will. In that case, it will be usser, because it's likely, very likely, that it will happen. That's called a psikration, that would be usser. So in this case of the spark, so if sometimes it sparks and sometimes it doesn't spark, I don't want it to spark. It's a davar she'eino miskaven. And therefore, you know, most disagree with this reasoning. Now, it could be that, you know, when electricity was in its more youthful stages, not as advanced as it is now, so it's possible that there were bigger sparks and they were more common and it was more likely. And in that situation, that's why the rabbis are of the opinion that those sparks would be problematic, and that's why just don't turn on the circuit on Shabbos, because you're making this big spark which is destructive or not and constructive. It doesn't matter. So, you know, nowadays we don't have the sparks isn't really as much of an issue. Then I mentioned before about heating the wires or heating the filaments. Again, that's also davar she'eino miskaven. It's not your intent of turning on the fan. It's not to heat the wires that you should be able to then, that you're cooking the wires. So that's also not such a commonly quoted approach. Now, the last one, which is quoted by Rav Shlomo in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is that really it's not so clear. And as we see, it's not so clear why we don't use the electricity on Shabbos. But nevertheless, it's the tradition is to, and I think for understandably good and valid reason, because there is in the Torah, besides for the Isurim of Shabbos, besides for the violations of the Lotases of Shabbos, there is on Shabbos, it says that it's supposed to be Shabbosim. It's supposed to be the creation of a day of Shabbos. You're supposed to create the atmosphere of Shabbos. And the atmosphere of Shabbos is certainly much different because we can't use all of the electric appliances and gadgets that we do have. And to use them would, in some way, take away and detract from that creation of the atmosphere of Shabbos, of creating, which is a mitzvah aseh, a positive Torah commandment of Shabboson, of creating Shabbos, not just not doing anything wrong on Shabbos, but to be proactive in creating an atmosphere of Shabbos. And it could be, I don't think he quoted that, but it could be that what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach meant was that is the minhag is not to use, even if it's not clear. And he wasn't ready to dismiss all of these reasons. He generally, it's assumed that in places that I've seen, the Svarim seem to assume that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach basically took the approach of the Beis Yitzchak, that it is some type of molid, which is some type of iser derabanan, of creating something new by introducing the electric current into the electric appliance. But in, even if without that, he says, still we wouldn't use it, because the minhag is not to, and it would be, I think it would detract from the Shabbos of what Shabbos is, the Shabbos and the creation of the Shabbos atmosphere, if we would just go about our business as we do during the rest of the week using all of the electric appliances. But that's why most assume, whether like the Chazon Ish, that is makeh v'patish, of finishing, putting the finishing touches on the object by turning it on, or like the Beis Yitzchak, that it is this Isser Derabbanan of Molid, of introducing something new into the circuit and the wires and into this appliance by bringing the electricity into the appliance and introducing something new and creating something new on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Those are basically the reasons why we don't use electricity on Shabbos, of turning on a switch on Shabbos. I wanted to talk about lights tonight, but I think it's late enough already. So next week in Mir Sashem, we will talk about lights and the different types of bulbs, and then some of the beyond that, so how the actions relate back to us, and some of the other contemporary issues that come up in electricity.